Another unique outside the box. They usually are about perceptions of others. Today's topic is another world. In a previous outside the box, I talked about how Europeans, in their own words, viewed indigenous people in the New World, better known as North America. Of course, the reverse was also true. Indigenous residents had different views of their European invaders. And those views were as if Europeans came from another, not very nice world. Those in contact with Spanish armies in the 15 and 1600s of the Common Era had to deal with people who wanted to conquer, take what the Spanish thought was valuable, and convert natives to Christianity. Indigenous tribes treated European visitors as guests, but as the Spanish enslaved native people or committed violence against them, native communities returned the violence or resisted nonviolently. With more northerly indigenous groups, factors such as smallpox, food shortages, and technologically advanced European weapons all impacted relationships with English and French invaders. While some indigenous groups formed alliances with Europeans in the 16 and 1700s, they eventually became opponents as the Europeans seized land, broke treaties, and also tried to Christianize their hosts. Not surprisingly, native worldviews and those from Europeans were very different, often colliding when they met. I had a hard time finding direct quotes from Native Americans before the 1700s, since there were no computers then. Here are a few from the 1700s and 1800s. From Chief McQuinna of Nootka Island near Vancouver, quote, "Once I was in Victoria and I saw a very large house. They told me it was a bank and that the white men placed their money there to be taken care of, and that, by and by, they got it back with interest. We are Indians, and we have no such bank, but when we have plenty of money or blankets, we give them away to other chiefs and people, and by and by, they return them with interest, and our hearts feel good. Our way of giving is our bank," end quote. Pontiac, from the Ottawa Nation, had no use for colonizers, quote, "Send them back to the country which I made for them. Let them remain," end quote. Hoping Europeans would leave the New World. And a simple statement from Crazy Horse, quote, "One does not sell the land people walk on." There's also, quote, "We are Indians and don't wish to be transformed into white men," end quote, from Shikellamy, an Oneida leader opposing Christians' attempts to convert the Indians. A similar comment from Kiowa Chief Satanta, quote, "A long time ago, this land belonged to our fathers. But when I go up to the river, I see camps of soldiers on its banks. These soldiers cut down my timber. They kill my buffalo. And when I see that, my heart feels like bursting. I have heard you intend to settle us on a reservation near the mountains. I don't want to settle. I love to roam over the prairies. There I feel free and happy. But when we settle down, we grow pale and die," end quote. Indigenous residents did recognize quickly that Europeans, although dressed differently and with different habits and views of the world, still were humans, not some other species. Quote, "You have your laws and customs, so have we," end quote, said Gotre Dodow, a leader of the Iroquois in 1744. And, quote, "In a little time, white men will be dust as well as I," end quote, from Tomachichi, a Creek leader in Georgia. And finally, quote, "Where today are the Pequot? Where are the Narragansett, the Mohican, the Poconoket, and many other once powerful tribes of our people? They have vanished before the avarice and the oppression of the white man, as snow before a summer sun, end quote. From Shawnee Chief Tecumseh. Yes, where are they? Still around, but barely existing as a separate nation and culture. If you were a native person in North America, what would you think about European invaders? I'm Larry Danziger, wondering what this country would be like if Europeans had not come here.